very important, I want to mention, and that is that there is a very important Pnei Yoshuah. It's Mavur Barashi that in the Sugya of all Zara Loshmei Oel, as he points out, the Kurish Be'eridin, all Zara in Oel, according to Rabbi HaKadosh, is Bishas Tel Tulo. When you're moving a thing, the all Zara is not considered to be an oil. That's what's Bishas Tel Tulo. That's what it's Masha from Rashi. Rashi says, Beferish, he says that in Erevin, Lamaisa, Rebbe Mitamik of all Zarag Lashman, all Hakim Beferish be Erevin, all Matalkal in all Bishas Tel Tulo, Kachitza Kamapsig, I all been all the other earth, so I'm in Lachatiti, Kashmun Haitan, and Suri Lel, who Rebbe look at Mitamil of the earth, so I'm. So, seems from Rashi, let's get it down. Rashi writes Beferish that Bishas Tel Tulo, that's when Rebbe holds all Zarach Lashmei all. And all that moves is not called at all when you're moving. Ask the Taisa Rosh and Pnei Yoshua, Taisa Rosh and Pnei Yoshua, ask the Gemara Nazar, that the Homach Lake is Bishas Hanachasoi. The Homach Lake is Bishas Hanachasoi. What's Hanachasoi? The Homach Lake is when you are, when the thing is resting on the ground. When the thing is resting on the ground, then there's a machlokes whether OL what? No. OL Zara, because it's mobile, but it's not moving. So the question is it considered to be a chatzitz or not? Aval bishas til tulo, when you're moving it, when it's moving, everyone agrees it's not considered to be an OL. So that's the chiddush l'maisa of the Gemara Maseches Erevin, and Tyson Erevin speaks this out, and Daf Lamed Beis Damascus Lamar. Let's get it. We see clearly, Lamaisa, that Rashi writes that Ol Zarek is not an Ol Bishas Til Tulo. And the Taisa Rosh of the Yeshua says, the Homach Lake is Tanoim, whether an Ol Zarek means a plane, something that's moved, something that's encased that's moving, is that called an Ol? The Homach Lake is only when you're what? When it's resting. When it's resting. It's a mobile thing, but when it's resting, it's considered a Chitzitza. But everyone agrees that what? Based on the Gemara, everyone agrees the Gemara Nazar says that it's not an Oel. Everyone agrees Oel when it's moving. And that's what Tosfos speaks out Erevin. Therefore, the Tosfos Rosh is Cholek on Rashi. It says that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi HaKadosh argue when it's stationary. So the Shita Tevel Migdal is right on the border of Eretz Yisrael going into what? Going into Tzuria. And you walk right into the encased box. Yes? You walk right into the case box, and what's the din? The din is that you don't become what? You won't become tummy. But the machlokus is whether what? Whether all Zark is called all that when it's not moving, Benji. When it's not moving. But if it's moving, everyone agrees that it's not considered an oil in Enochotzitz. Okay? So Rashi's seemingly against the Gemara. Rashi's against the Gemara Maseches Nazar. And therefore, the Pnei Yoshua fixes up Rashi. Let's get it down. Pnei Yoshua says that Rashi did not mean that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi HaKadosh are arguing whether Ol Zark is an Ohel, but rather he meant Lekuli Alma's not an Ohel when it's moving. That's what he meant. He meant to say when it's moving, everyone holds it's not an Ohel. That's what he points out to Gemara Erevin. So get that down. So the Machloikas, according to Rashi, is exactly the Machloikas when it's stationary. However, Binyamin pointed out in Seder, it says, Beshita Tevimigdal, Venosin Osoba Ovir. Aren't they moving it? So I responded back to Binyamin that they're not really moving it. It's usually moved. But in the point of Machloikis, between Rabbi HaKadosh and Yossi Arbogli, the point of Machloikis is what? What's the point of Machloikis? When it is stationary. When it's being moved, it is not a what? When it's being moved, it's not a Machloikis. Everyone agrees all Zark Lashmei Ol. Let's get this down, Nate. An Ol that moves. Ol is a plane, something encased, that's moving. Ol Zark Lashmei Ol when it's moving. When it's not moving, what's the din? Rabbi HaKadosh says Ol Zark Lashmei Ol because it can be moved. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudah holds what? What does Rabbi Yossi do to that when it's being placed on, Ol Zark is a Ol and it's a chatzitza. Please get that nekuda. This is the first chiddush you want to put out today in shir. Please get it. Very interesting. So in other words, everyone always thinks, the plane is moving. Plane's flying over the seventh day. Olzer HaKashmir. That's only according to one Tana. Not true. That's according to all Tanoim. The machlokas with all Zarka Shmei Ol or not is if it's mobile. But while it's stationary, everyone agrees that that's the machlokas. Question is, the Maisa, when it's stationary, is that still a chatzitza? But when it's moving, Benji, everyone agrees it's not an Ol. Okay? That's the first chiddush you want to point out. Number two, second chiddush. If you are in a Shita Tevel Migdol, if you are totally encased in it, we know that the Gemara says that they made an chutzlar tuma on the avir, the airspace of Eretz Amin. If you're totally encased in a box, will the air go in and get you and make you tuma? This is my colleague, Rashi Taisus. We're gonna get to that right now. Okay? Rashi holds Allah Maisa that if it encases you, you will not become tuma. Please get Rashi Shita down. Taisus holds. Lamai said that the tumah, the air goes right in, it's metamiyu. No doubt there's air in there, otherwise the guy would die, suffocate. The question is, you're totally encased, will you become tummy? Rashi says, Lamai said, you will not become tummy. Taisus says you will. Let's pick it up with the Taisus, El of Eretz. Now, just to review in our minds, okay, you with me, Nate? We said Suri is three ways like Eretz Yisrael, three ways like Chutzlars. We're focusing on the topic today of at least some of the Shir Lamaisa, on the din of the Gemara had a stira that if you want to go into Eretz Yisrael, you can go in. If you want to go into Tzuri, you can remain tower. If you go into a Shita Tevel Migdol, a box. Yes? The Gemara said the reason why you can go into a box is because it said on one hand, offers Tameh. The dirt of Tzuri is Tameh. So how do you remain tower in Tzuri? Well, you go into a box. So therefore, the tomb that comes to the dirt won't get you because you're encased in the box. So the Gemara quoted a Brisa and quoted a Machlaikis. And the Gemara says, Beferish this did, that if you go into Eretz Amin, Meshita Tevel Migdol, Rebbe says you're Matam, Rebbe Yosef Glida says you're Tahar. And even Rebbe says, on Eretz Amin, because they were Gozer what? They were Gozer on what? They were Gozer on Gush and on Ogre. They were Gozer on Gush and Ogre in Eretz Amin. Eretz Amin is Chutzlarts. Yes? Now you with me? But in Surya, they're only Gozer on what? They're only Gozer on Gush, but not Avir. Okay? That's what the Gemara says, black on white. Okay? Gemara says, Befer is black on white by us. By Tzuria, there goes on the Gush, but not on the Avir. Okay, let's see the Taisus. Elab Arts Amim. We're up to that second Taisus on the dock. Let's see it inside. Okay? Let's see it inside. Ben, go ahead, read. Elab Arts. Go ahead, Elab Arts. Guys, look inside. Let's go. Go ahead.
Elab Arts Amim. The Gazra of Lusha Bavadira. The Haad Yibaylan, the Nazir
Pericoin Godel.
Eretz Amin.
Daphnun Dawan Beis.
Eretz Amin. Mishu Gusha Gazir Oledah. Oh. Mishu Avira Gazir.
The Gemara has a question in Nazir. What's the word's question? Nate, you with me? Let's get it. Let's forget about the computer stuff. Okay, let's get it. What is the nature of the tumah in Eretz Amin? Was it on the land, the dirt, or is it also on the Avir? That's a Shilam and Sechus Nazir. A Daphnun Dawan Beis. A Shilam of this Medrash. How does that square with our Gemara? When our Gemara says black on white, what does it say? What does it say in our Gemara? What does it say in our Gemara, guys? Eretz Amin, there it goes on what? What does it say, guys? Eliezer, what does it say? They said it says a Gush Vavira Eretz Amin. So how can the Gemara have a Shilam Nazir? Our Gemara, black on white, Gid Chesem Beis, says what? Says it's what? Says it's both, and the Gemara Nazir poses it in a Shilam. That's Tosis Kasha. How do I know that's a Kasha? Because it says Vaha. Vaha. That's the Kasha. Go ahead, what's the Terence? Go ahead, Haki Pirusho.
Haki Pirusho. Mishum Gusham.
You're eating, maybe we get somebody, maybe you're eating with mice. Asher, go ahead, you're eating. Okay, when you finish eating, then you'll take over, yeah? Go ahead, Haki Pirusho. Go ahead. What's the Terence?
Go ahead. Mishum Gusha. When it says Mishum Gusha, Mishum Dema'ahel El Hagush. It's like we have a tent over the ground. Alagushu. So, Hakamim Dema'ahel Alamis. And Hakamim will go through that, just like how there's a tent, there's if he, there's a tent over a dead body, you're telling him because of that. So too, if there would be a tent over the ground, you'd be telling him because of that.
Excellent. If you hover over the ground, you'd be telling me. Go ahead. But what that would do is, Nate, what would that allow you to do? If you're encased in a box, you wouldn't become Tomei. Go ahead, Yoko. But you'd be able to go in a box and you'd be okay. So one possibility is that what? How did the Avir become Tomei? Did the Atuma become already, did the Avir become Tomei because the Tuma stems from the dirt and goes up as, like an OL? Right? And messes up the air, so that would allow you to go into a case, you'd be okay. Oh, what?
Or perhaps.
Or maybe the Chachamim made Xeira on what?
On the.
This is rabbinic tuma. What is the nature of the rabbinic tuma? Or did they make a tuma directly on Navir? Go ahead. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to go in at all without becoming Tomei. Yes? So that's what the Gemara Shaila is in Nazar. There's no Shaila that there was Tuma on what?
On the Avir.
The question is, what was the nature of the Tumas Avir? Was it the form of hovering over dirt? Or was it the Avir Atzmo? Not Femina? If it's on the hovering over the dirt, you'd be able to go into it, go in with the containers. If it's what on Avir itself, going into a container would not allow, you'd not be allowed to. Go ahead. So what do you do with our Gemara? Vahacha?
When we're talking about Gusha, the implication of that is, I know Almaga Gusha.
That's on touching the actual dirt. Go ahead.
And for the Avera.
And put a big period after Gusha. Almaga Gusha, period. Va'alavira, the Shaila Nazar is what? Go ahead. Beautiful. You follow me? Exactly. In other words, you read the Gemara Nazar based on our Gemara. Everyone agrees that what? The Chachamim made a Tuma on Eretz Amin. The Shaila is, what's the nature of that Xera? Was it of the nature of hovering over dirt, which would allow you to go in a container because you wouldn't be hovering over the dirt? Or do you say it was the Avir itself, and the Avir goes right, what? The Avir goes right, what? Right into the casing and you become Tomei. That's what I was saying before, that Tosis writes that if you are encased totally in the what? In the box, what's it then? What's the din if you're a case totally in the box? Will you become Tomei? Yes, if it's on the Avir itself. That is what? That is against Rashi. That is against Rashi. Okay? That push of chat is against Rashi. Okay? Why do you see that, Lamaisa? So, as I said, the Gemara says in Nazar, that in Chutzlarch, where they goes on Avir itself or on the Gush. And the Gemara says it's a machlokes tanoim. What's the machlokes tanoim? What's the machlokes tanoim? The Gemara says what? Gemara tries to say, well, Rebbe holds it's Tomei because they made a Xer on the Avir. Rebbe Yosef Yudah says it's Torah because they made, did not make a Xer on the Avir. They made a Xer on the Gush. And therefore, all Zorik is a Chatzitza. So that's why you're Tomei. You're Tomei Avira, even if you're Tok the Shita Tevel Migdal. And the Mefarsh says in Nazir, because why? There's a Chor. What's a Chor mean? What's a Chor? There's a hole in the top of the box. But if it'd be totally closed, you wouldn't become Tomei. That's what the Mefarish says in Maseches Nazar. Halacha L'maisa. So the fact that you're Tomei is because it goes through the hole. And Tosis says, what was Tosis lashon when you read the Tosis? Lo yakanes b'shum, what's b'shum inyan mean?
There's no way,
there's no situation where you can what? Where you can go in where it's Tahar, Halacha L'maisa. There's no situation where you could go in where it's tar at all, no matter what, says the Maharam. Maharam says there's no way you could go in at all. That's what our Taisa says. I'm saying that Rashi argues on that. Please get that down. Rashi argues on this. And Rashi holds, it's not true. Rashi holds, if you're totally encased, you will not become Tomei. That's what Rashi says, Halacha L'maisa. Poshup Shad Rashi, that's what we want to say. So it comes out to me, I want you to get this. Machlok is Rashi Toysis. What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? Mago Masa below Ohel. Kigoni Milo Allah. What does that mean? They were Gozer on the Avir. Shenikles the Avir Tomei. That Avir Atzmo is the Tomei. The reason why you're not Tomei but Ohel, that's the mission Allah. You're not Tomei but Ohel. So this is the Pshat Lamaisa. The Pshat is that Rashi holds. And Rashi holds the Gzeira that they made on the Gush includes Mago Masa, does not include Tumas Oil. Does not include Tumas Oil. So that's the Chiddush we want to suggest. that according to Rashi, Lamaisa, if you're totally encased, what does Rashi say? What did Rashi say when he said Chatzitza? What did he say? Aryeh. Beinola what? Avira Tzamin. Didn't he say that? What does he say? Chatzitza Beinola Avira Tzamin. He doesn't say Beinola Karker Tzamin. Because the carcass is not a time of all anyway. It was only a Navir itself. So Rashi holds clear that if you're totally encased and there's no hole, what's the din, bench? You are not mitame. If you are not mitame, Tosis is cholek on this. Please get it. This is what the Maram's Chiddush is. If you're totally encased, what's going to be the din? Okay? If you're totally encased, what's going to be the din? And therefore, the Maram, the Mefarish and Nazir, that says you have a hole because he holds like Rashi also. Because if you told him, in case you would become what? You would become Tomei. So it's interesting. And the second stuff, it's the Mefarish, not Rashi. But it comes out, the Mefarish is saying what? Is saying, Halakha L'maisa, comes out like Rashi. If you told him, in case, you would not become Tomei. And Tosfos argues on this. Tosfos says there's no way you could get in Tahara. Because it inundates it. It's considered to be Tomei, Halakha L'maisa. Okay. Now, this brings us to the following. This brings us to the following Kiddush that comes out. Rav David Barvarsky in the Shiurim, Zechatzad of Yekodesh Lebroche, is mistaken to the tzad that it goes on over itself, where they goes on the gush itself or not. What was our suffix? What was the nature of the ear being tummy in chutzlarts? Did they say it was also because you're hovering over the dirt or because the avir itself independently? Let me ask you a question. When you say avir independently, do you also hold the first approach? Or are they two mutually exclusive things? That's the question. Were they only gozer the avir was mitame, or they also gozer on the gush, lemai says mitame mishum oil? So Rashi, I will tell you that if you're fully encased, you remain what? You remain tahar. You see from Rashi, it's only on the what? It's only on Davir. They were not gozer tumas oil. They were not gozer tumas oil. That's the Chiddush that we want to point out, halacha l'maisa. And it seems from the next Tosfos as well, they were gozer Davir, they were not gozer tumas oil on the gush. Therefore, dirt that's brought from Chutz L'Aretz to Eretz Yisrael is not metame ba'oil. It's not metame oil because the gzeir was only on the Avir. It was only on the Avir. And therefore, Lamaisa, we say it's mutually exclusive. We say it's mutually exclusive, this Chiddush. Tais HaRosh says, Lamaisa, if you hold the Xeris and Navir itself, if you bring dirt into Eretz Yisrael, you'd be Tahar. Bringing dirt into Eretz Yisrael, Lamaisa, would be Tahar. Because they only did it on the Avir. It wasn't because there were gozer on the Gush that it should be Metamed B'Oil. That wasn't the issue. You see, when you Metamed air, you can metame air in one of two ways. Independently, the air is tame, or the air became tame from the tomb that came from the ground. So what we want to point out here is that they're mutually exclusive. Either it's the air itself, or it's either the dirt, or your goes a tuma on the dirt that will make the air tame. That's the two ways we want to learn, and it comes out to be a machlokes. Now, the Mishnah Melech writes, Perikirav v'lachav v'maske v'doshu v'mochomokoy, that there's a chiluk between Tumas Ol and Tumas Aver. Tumas Ol is metame, even it mixes gufo, is ma'al al ames. Whereas Tumas Aver, only if nichlis rubo, your whole body, rosh and rubo, has to l'toka avir. So according to Rashi, that the Tumas is not Tumas Ol, it's ba'avir, nichlis rubo ba'avir. Your whole body must be what? Must be in the avir in order to become tame. It's not enough to be what? Not enough to be mixed. If it's working through the mechanics of oil, then even mixes gufo will be such a din halacha l'maisa. Okay? It's a fascinating shiloh halacha l'maisa. Yes? Quickly, Benji, go ahead.
What's the din on water? If you're on the bottom level of the boat, that's enclosed on water. So what's the din there? If you're in Atlantic
Ocean. I mean, Tumer to Amin.
Yeah.
On waters, I mean like the Atlantic and the, I don't know, I have to think about it. It's a good shiloh. Because Gemara only talks about the land, Tumas Eretz Amin. Is it on the gush or is it on the other? What would you say about if a guy stayed only on waters? I don't know. It's a good shiloh. I have to think about it. Yes, Jonathan, very quickly. Go ahead.
So this is clearly only, this is talking about general chutzlar. It's not Surya. where the, because in Syria the air is not, is completely tahor, right?
That's correct. The Gemara said that.
Yeah, exactly. So
okay, we're talking Eretz Amin.
Correct.
That's correct.
But bringing it to Syria,
Syria was only on the Gush, not on the Avir. Eretz Amin is on both.
Right. But,
okay.
But even if you're in an enclosed box, if you're in Eretz Amin, then if the air itself is coming without a relationship to the land, shouldn't it
make
the box?
No. Rashi tells us even within, you would assume it's the independent Avir. When a Rashi, you're totally encased, you're tahar. When a Taisus, you'd be tummy. Lo yikadis b'shuminyan, Taisus says. Can't go in at all. Chalish Rashi Taisus. Within that mandam. Excellent question. Okay. Now let's get to the following Nakuda, then we go on to the next Taisus. Aryeh asking Seder, let's get this down, from a Mishnah Meseches Para. We know that one of the 63 Meseches in Shas is Meseches Para. Now Aryeh asked me a Kasha. Tremendous kasha, happens to be Tosis kasha in Meseches Sukkah, Medav Papal Hamaral. There is a Mishnah in Meseches Parah, I believe it was Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, that states that we know that an animal that's moving, they put doors on the animal because they had to gather water, and they had to make sure that they didn't want the water for the paraduma in order to become, make some, you know, they burn the paraduma, red heifer, make ashes, and mix it with water. The water has to be from a natural spring. But you can't have a time in those waters. So you actually put the water on top of an animal. That they put a door on the animal, and the door would block the tumah that comes if they would walk over a kever or something. If the animal walked over a kever, oh, that would be the time in the water. You're in trouble, right? So Mishnah has such a case. So Arya asked me, he said, Rebbe, all Zar, Lashmei Zar, Oa. Who cares whether there's an animal and a door on top of it? That's not a chatzitza. That's not going to block the tumah. It's a great kasha, I said. So Toysen Sukkah, Chafal from an Aleph, that's this kasha. Please get this down. Chafal Dirmaska, Lagavein, Dlotos. Tremendous kasha, yes. In fact, Lamaisa, he says, how could it be? He quotes our Gemara, Mandam Rabbi Gittin, Ubin Nazar, Perikon Gadol, Perikon Nevar, Ben Erev, Nef Lamanez, Perik Basa, Chagiga, Olo, Zark, Lashmei, Olo, Lachutz, Bifnei Atumah. What's Lachutz? Not to the outside, to separate. Chatzitzin, it's a strong kasha. And Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Olo, how could this be? So one answer, I want you to get down, one answer of Tosfos is that animals themselves have big bellies, right? Cows have big bellies, they're wide bellies. And even though they move, but they're considered to be a hefsek, no matter what, because there's a pasuk in Iyuv, atzamas v'gidim tosecheni. Amazing, no? Even if the oles are, the oles normally, but if it's natural species, if it's a natural thing like an animal, it's masik. Amazing, no? What'd you say? We don't need the door, he says. We don't need the door. Good question. It's good kasha, Lamaisa. It's good kasha. It's a good kasha. But Lamaisa, Binyamin's asking why you need the door. Okay. But Lamaisa, you don't really need the door. The animal itself is considered to be what? It has big belly. So therefore, it's considered to be what? Even though they're moving, it says it's considered to be an oil. The animal's an oil. It's a good kasha, what Binyamin's asking. Why you need the door then? But I want you to get that first turn to Tysus. What's that?
I think I have to be on Kasha.
Go ahead.
There's a machlokas. I'm not sure if the machlokas is in the missionaries pointing the lanzuna. Whether you use the door or you doubt but don't use the door. So maybe you can say that the sheet of Olazar Glash Meoel would be like this idea that you doubt but you don't use the door.
There was another time in the mission said you didn't need a door?
He says doubt, not only do you not need the door, he says doubt but don't use the door. Because if you don't use the door, you just rely on the wild animal, so then person on it knows not to stay out. When you
gotcha.
The door, then the person might...
He might hover might over the door. Here. Interesting. Okay.
Stop it.
Everyone's on the ball. Good, good.
So then I'll ask another kasha, though. So why is our Bryce talking about here, Shiva Tevo or Migdal, when Sus is clearly a better chatzitza anyway? Sus is a better chatzitza because it works so...
First of all, it's not why. Okay, but listen to second terrace. Second terrace of Tysus. Please get it. Second terrace of Tysus. Let's get this. Tosfos says this doesn't work, this answer that we just gave. It's against the Tanna of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar holds not that way. He holds that an animal, a mice, is considered to be what? Is considered to be Ol Zarek, and it's not Chaitzitz. And therefore, Lamaisa, we'll get back to the problem. He points out that Lamaisa, there's a situation that you have under a sukkah. Sukkahs are all kahua. This is an oil aroi. So you see that it's not a stam oil. So how do you make the oil? Ol Zarek, not shmei oil. The shvarim are like an Ol Zarek, so how's it going to protect it all? So you see there's a Tana that says, Halacha Lamaisa, that the things under them is not considered to be an oil, lafsik ben ol ben a sukkah. So it doesn't really serve as what? Doesn't serve as an oil. So therefore, you're back to the kasha. So what are you going to say? So please get this. The Ritvoa and the Miri give two terutzim. Let's get it. There'll be three terutzim in total. The Ritvoa and Erev and Laman and Bey says, amazing thing. Why is all Zarek Lashmei all Meir Has? Why? Why is all Zarek Lashmei all? Because it's a kli. It's like a kli that's Mekabel Tuma. And it blocks the Tuma. But if something is built for stationary things, it's not Makabal Tum. And all Zark, since it moves, is not made for stationary, it's a rest. Therefore, it's like other Kalim that are Makabal Tumah. There is not Chotzes B'fnei HaTumah. But here the doors are Pshutei Kliyeitz. They're not Kalim. They're flat wood. If they're flat wood, they're not Makabal Tumah. So even if they're moving, they're not Makabal Tumah. Therefore, the Chotzes B'fnei HaTumah. Isn't that an ingenious answer? Meaning, why is all Zark Lashmeoah? Because the kli that itself is mekabel tumah, so it blocks the tumah. But here the doors are not a kli. The doors are not a kli. And this goes well with that. This goes well with that. What we said at the beginning of Shir. If something's made for what? For nachas, that's the machlokes with Arul Zarek Shmeol. But if it's moving, everyone agrees. What are you? If it's moving, everyone agrees. It's not an ol. You follow me? But if nachas, the machlokes. So here we're saying it's made for nachas. If it's made for nachas, then for sure it's not makabel tumah, right? It's gadol v'asu l'nas, not makabel tumah. So the doors are pshutik liyets, and then even when they're moving, they're not their chaitzis halacha l'maisa. Okay, so we assume that an ol zarek is not an ol because it's a kli that's makabel the tumah, and if it's gadol that it's made l'nachas, it's not makabel tumah. But ol zarek is always moving; it's not made for nachas like a kli. It's makabel tumah. Therefore, it's not chaitzis tumah. Tumah goes right on through it. But the doors are not a shame clean. They're rechitzes from the atumah. That would answer this kasha of the Elazar too. And that's what Aruch Lanier points out. He says that this kasha of the behemoth is mitzad atzma and namakam atumah. Therefore, the rechitzes from the atumah. They're not a kli. A behemoth is not a kli. So they would answer what that kasha do as well. However, the Meiri gives a different teretz. Tumah's tahom, which means that there's a kever, there's only a chash. We're just afraid of it, lemaisa. It's mistaken, even according to Manon Olzark, Lashmei Ohel, here it's considered to be an Ohel. Here it would be considered to be an Ohel, because the whole point is that it's a Chash. But here it's not a Chash. Even according to the Manon Olzark, Lashmei Ohel, here it would be considered to be an Ohel. Because we're not really worried about it. So if, at the end of the day, how many answers do we give? Three answers to this question that Arya asked. If it's moving, Olzark, Lashmei Ohel, what's the first answer? First answer, the Vandas have big bellies. And therefore, by their very nature, they're an Ohel. Yes? They're a Chatzitz. One answer. Second answer? What's the second answer? The Ritva, that what? Why is Ohel Zarek Lashmei? Because it's a Kli. The Kli's Mekabel Tumah, and therefore, well, the Tumah goes right through it. Right? What's the Terence? An animal's not a Kli. A door's not a Kli. And the third Terence is that Kevin told in that case in the Mishnah part, there's only a Shash of Tumah. You don't know for sure. So even if you hold Ohel Zarek Lashmei, oh, in this case, you hold what? Ohel Zarek. You follow me? You got that, Lamaisa? That's why it won't help you if you're flying directly over a cemetery. You know there's a cemetery. It's not a chash. Okay, that's the chiddush I wanted to bring out here. Halacha Lamaisa and this din of all Zarek comes out to be a tremendous chiddush, but that's the side that we have here in this din. Okay, let's go on to the next Tosfos, guys. Let's go. Okay? Benj, you ready?
I'm ready.
Shana Brach Achrona, Lamaisa. Yeah?
Yep.
Let's go. Next Tosfos. Guys, look inside. Okay? Look inside. Nate, let's get it. You can follow this, Lamaisa. Okay? We said over to Din. We said in Chutz Lawrence, they made a what? They made Tuma on the dirt and an Avir. Suri was only on the dirt, not the Avir. Mayor, are you with me?
Yeah.
Let's look inside now. Gozu. Go ahead.
Gozu, Al Gushav Al Avira. Hiksha.
Rav Yaakov.
Rav Yaakov de.
Dorlinish from Orleans. Orleans is a city of France. New Orleans is named after it. Okay. A lot of times I call Rabbi Roblowski Rav Yaakov Meirlinish. His first name is Rav Yaakov Roblowski. So I call him Rav Yaakov Meirlinish. Tosis mentions a few times in Shas. Not like Rabbi Petra that's only mentioned once. This Baalei Tosis mentioned quite a few times. Not a lot. Probably could do the on the computer maybe 5-10 times in Shas. But it's from the city of Orleans. Okay? Go ahead.
I think we've seen it before.
I think we have. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if we have this year. We have? I'm not sure. Okay, go ahead. You guys look at the computer, check. I don't remember. Go ahead. That's one of the 63 Masechta Shas, Olos. Go ahead. Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. These are the following categories and topics that are Matame B'maga with touching, Umasa, carrying without even touching. We learned that yesterday, carrying. Go ahead. They're not Matame B'oil. What are some of the examples? Go ahead. Etzem Kisaora. A bone. A bone of a human being, as long as it's the shear of a barley seed. Etzem Kisaora. Please get that to translate. A bone the size of a barley seed is Matame B'maga Masa Napo. The Eretz what? Oh, what's Eretz Amin mean? Kutzlarz. That's a Pella. It's mamish against our Gemara. Our Gemara says what? What does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says that what? Oren, that Eretz Amin tum is on what? Kushin Avir. And what does the Mishnah say to Ferish and Olos? That Eretz Amin is an example of what? Their tum is on the Gush, but not on the Avir. It's mamish Astirim and Eubay. It's a great kasha, no? That's Rabbi Yaakov Darlinish asks. Okay? That's what he asks, Rabbi Yaakov Darlinish. Okay? It's a great kasha, Lomites. A very clear kasha. All right, we're going to have four terutz in this kasha, in the Tais. Go ahead. Number one. Wow. You brought dirt from Chutzlars Lars. Go ahead. Umahel Allah. What's Umahel Allah? What's Umahel? Do you have that word?
Yeah.
Umahil olav, not vama. Umahil. Take out that hey. Umahil olav, and you hover over it. The Rishat says, you hover over it. Go ahead. The low what?
The low mitame is the yishum of your atmo.
You're not mitame because of what? Because of the avir itself, right? The low mitame, right? It's not mitame now. Why is it not mitame? The upper came before the lower. Where is it? It's brought here into show. It's not mitame of ol. Why is it not Matame of Ol? Go ahead, Davir what?
Davir
Atzmo.
Davir Atzmo Gazru.
Velo what?
Velo
Mishu Ala what? Remember I said that was the Gemara's Suffolk and Nazar? What was the nature of the airspace being Tummy in Chutzlart? Is it because independently there was Tummy? Or was it because what? The tomb is coming from the ground and it goes into the Avir. So Tais says the Farish, I'll tell you what it is. It's only going on independent avir itself. Once you bring the dirt from Kutzras out of that avir, you're fine. You're totally fine. Yes? The only one goes around the gush when you're in the avir of what? The only one goes around the gush, you could say, when you're in the avir of Kutzras. When you bring the gush to avir itself, the only one goes your ball. Okay, you follow what I'm saying? This is the din. So this answers the kasha. When the Mishnah says in all those here, it's Amim is Matame B'Avir, when is that? When is that? Bench. When you're Amal on Eretz Amim, in Eretz Amim. Yes? Offer Eretz Amim is Matame what? When it's in Eretz Amim. But once you bring it there into soil, you're okay. Yes? That's Tais's answer. Is that clear?
Does the offer get a status of Tawar? Does it become Tawar once it enters Israel?
No, but it's not going to be, it's not, doesn't generate tumas what into the Avir.
Like, what
does the dirt itself remain tummy? I would imagine yes. But my hovering over it does not make me tummy. You understand what I'm saying?
But if you
touched it, it said mago matza. It says mago matza. Here it's on. I would imagine if you carry it or touch it, it'd be a problem. But if you hover over it, it's not a problem. Yes? You got the answer? So plug it in. What's the Mishnah talking about in all those? When it said it's not Matame, when you brought the dirt to where? Eretz Yisrael, what's our Gemara talking about? When it said there's two mana what? In the Avir. What's our Gemara talking about? Where you stayed in what? Stayed in Eretz Yisrael. And you're hovering over the dirt. Yes? You got that answer? Comes along the Marsha and the Maram, and they ask, what did we say about this? Didn't we say it was a Gemara Maseches Nazir who had a Suffolk? Yes? What was the nature of the din? Yes? Gemara is a Gemara written by the Amoraim. Who wrote the Mishnayos in the Brisa? Tanoim. Why can't we answer that Shaila and Nazir from this Mishnah now? The Shaila and Maseches Nazir, you should have answered, oh, from where? From Mishnah where and all of us. What should it have said? You tell me. That what? What are they making the Jeron? You're not Mitame because of what? Mishum da Avirat Smol Gazru. Below Mishum what? What does it say? Because it says Mishum da Avirat Smol Gazru. Below Mishum Alag. Isn't that Beferish? Bench. It's saying Beferish, Toysa said, that the Gzeru is only on the Avir. If you understand the mission almost like that, then what? When you ask a Shilin Shas, they had a whole panorama of Shas. They knew all the Mishnayos. So that Shilin Nazar that was posed, Eliezer, why didn't you want answer that from a Mishnah in Olos? Based on this answer, what are you saying? You're saying that the nature of the Tumah in Eretz Amim was what? Was independent, was the Avir itself. So if that's a shot in the Mishnah, where? If that's the pshat in the Mishnah, where? In Maseches Olos, why did the Gemara Nazir quote it? To answer Shiloh. Who asked this kasha? The Marsha and the Maram asked this kasha. Beferish. Was it because of Mao Agush? It was going to Mishum Avira. Everyone got that kasha? Arya, please get it down. That's why you have to know Shas. I'm learning Git and Daftesh. Okay, you learned that. You got to know Nazir, you got to know Olos. Eliezer, get this down. The Marsha and the Maram asked this kasha. Why did the Gemara Nazir post the Shiloh from the Mishnah in Olos? Based on Tosis Avona of the Mishnah in Olos talking about Avirat Shmol. Oh, so what's the answer to this kasha? So it comes along the Maharam and says like this. The Tafku and the dirt was delivered there to Shmol, did they not make a Xavier on the Gush? But when the Gush was in Chutzlarts, maybe they did make the Xavier Mishnah Mahal. Maybe only in this situation do we say what? It's only mitzad the avir. When you deliver the dirt from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, they did not make a gzeirah mishum ma'al al agush on the dirt of Chutz La'aretz. But if you're staying in Chutz La'aretz, maybe the nature of the tumah was what? That they did make the gzeirah on the gush. But the gush itself in Chutz La'aretz, they were made the gzeirah mishum ma'al. And what Tosfos says, lo gozu mishum ma'al al agush, is lav dafka. Rather, what did he mean? He meant there's no gzeira when you deliver the dirt to Eretz Yisrael. Not that there's no gzeira at all. Meaning the Mishnah sheds no light on the Shiloh. The Mishnah's only talking about a situation, Nate, when the dirt was delivered from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. But it sheds no light on the dirt that stays in Chutz La'aretz. Maybe the nature of the tumah was because it was on the what? The gush. On the ground. Not independently on the other. Didn't Tosfos say Avratzma? No! He only meant that regarding what? He only meant that there's no gzeira when on the Avratzma, they didn't make the gzeira mishum al gush. When what, bench? When the dirt was delivered there to Israel. But maybe when the dirt stays in Chutz La'aretz, maybe there was tomb imbued on the what? From the gush to the other. That's the teretz of who? Maharam. Maharam answers this kasha. Comes along the Maram Shiv, and the Maram Shiv gives a different teretz. The Maram Shiv says like this. Let's get it. The Maram Shiv wants to say, that there's going to be four terutzim in this taisus. The first three terutzim in this taisus, he's going to view as all one teretz. So let's wait to see the terutzim in order to see the Maram Shiv. Okay? Let's wait to see the what? The terutzim. Okay, go ahead, Bench. That's the first teretz of Tosfos. Does everyone have the stira? What's the stira? That in Mishnah Olos it says what? Tumah Eretz Amim, and it says that it's Matamah Magamasa, not what? not boyo. And our Gemara says black and white that tuma is on the gush and there's some and on the avir. Stira. So he says no problem. Mishnah all talking about dirt that was delivered from Kutzor to Israel. It's not the time of what? It's not the time of avir. They didn't make the exam. But Lamaisa, our Gemara is talking about where you're in, stay in Eretz Israel. That's one terrace. Number two. Let's go, Bench. What's the second terrace? Go ahead. By the way, did anyone find it, Rabbi Yaakov Darlinish? No one looked it up. No, no one looked up the computer. Arya will have to. Go ahead. Akhe, Shomer, let's focus on the terrace. Go ahead.
They lost him.
Mashma Cain. I don't like this terrace. I don't like this terrace, Tyson says. Why doesn't he like it? What does Eretz Amim imply? What does Ein Lashon Eretz Amim Mashmakein? What does Ein Lashon Eretz Amim Mashmakein mean? That does not imply Afar. Afar is not called Eretz. Eretz Amim is Mashma what? That you're Mamish in Chutzlars. It doesn't mean the Afar that was brought to what? Eretz Israel. He says, I don't buy this Eretz. Ein Lashon Eretz Amim Mashmakein. Because Afar is not called Eretz. You're trying to say it's talking about a dirt that was delivered? Eretz Amim means you're in Eretz Amim. Go ahead. Therefore, I need another three terutzim. Go ahead. Period. And therefore what? Excellent. So what's the case? Mayor, are you with me or an engineer? You got a board. There's a board that spans from the border of Eretz Amim into Eretz Yisrael. It's a board or a bridge. And under the one in Eretz Yisrael, there are kelim. So does the tumah from Chutz Laaretz transport across that whole border bridge and the time of the kelim that are under it in Eretz Yisrael? Yes or no? The answer is what? No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. And the kelim remain tahar. That's what it means in all those. Offer Eretz Yisrael is not metamed ba'oil. Talking about a special case where the tumah we wanted to transport from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, that does not transport to metamed ba'oil. Would you say adaf is a board? You have a board or a bridge. A board, a wooden board, or a bridge that spans from where? Spans from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael. And the kelim are under the ones in Eretz Yisrael. So we know there's tumah in Eretz Yisrael. Why can't you transport the tumah from the Chutz Laaretz side to the Eretz Yisrael side and be metamed the kelim? It doesn't. That's the din. Only when you're in Chutz Laaretz is it metamed. That's the first teretz. That's the second teretz, rather. Okay? Go ahead, third teretz. If the lumdus is that not independently of her was tumah, but it was what? But it was the tumah that was what? The air became tummy because it was tumah imbued on the dirt. Go ahead. That's what we mentioned yesterday, right? Meisakim is not the time of all, according to Shimra Yochai. Go ahead. According to him, Kohanim could go to medical school. If you don't touch the cadaver, we don't paska like that, though. Go ahead. Below what? So he wants to say the Mishnah in all is according to Shimra Yochai. So once you say it like that, it's not a time of oil at all. So then the kasha of Rav Yaakov Darlinish is answered. When do we say in our Gemara that Avar is Tomei according to who? According to the Rabbanon. The Chachamim are arguing with Shimon Bar Yochai. That's our Gemara. The Mishnolos is a different town than that's of Shimon Bar Yochai. And Avar it's Amim. Mishnolos also like Shimon. There was Tomei Tomei Boel. Who would deny me? The Avar is Tomei Tomei as well. But our Sugyo is like the Chachamim and it's Tomei. Lock, stock, and barrel. No problem. That's the third terrace. You move your whole stam mishloi of Shimra Yochai, okay. But Lomaisa, that's the terrace, okay? That's the third terrace. Number four, go ahead.
Those terrace are been
on the Haki Mishnah, Kodem Shigazra, Alavira, Kedam, Ridan,
the Terrace,
Tamba, the Shabbos. Anagias, Gusho. The Su what? So what's the answer? Historical answer. What's the historical answer? Fourth answer, Ben Atam. The Mishnah Olot is talking before the Gzer of Tumas Ol was made on the Eretz Amim. Before they made the Gzer on the Avir. They only made it on the Gush. The Gemara says that in Shabbos. First they made the Gzer on the Gush, that it should be Tame, and then they extended it to Avir. You follow me? So the Mishnah that says it's what? It's only on the Gush and not on the Ol is what? It's talking about the first stage. Olo, stamatami, olo, before they made Xeran Navir. Our sikh is talking about after they made Xeran Navir.
What's
Nagia? Nagia, touching dirt. On Nagia, on. Aleph, on Nagia, I'm touching the dirt. That's the fourth terrace. Okay? That's the fourth terrace. So let's summarize the Tysus. Eliezer, let's get it down. Four teruchim and Tysus. Tysus has that stira between the mission, olos, and our sugya. Eretzim, and it's the time that what the Magalmas and Abba Oel. What do you mean, our Gemara and the Pharisee, the others come in? Four teruchim. First terrace is what? What's the first terrace? You brought the dirt from Chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael. That's the mission, olos, not the time of Oel. Our sugya is done in Chutzlar. Second terrace, you have a board. The board doesn't transport the tumor. Right, but if you stay in Eretz Yisrael, good source, of course, it'll be tummy. Number three, Nishanol is a Shimbar Yochai. It's not a time of oil at all. That's why the Abba's not tummy. Our sugya is like the Chumim. Four turrets. Nishanol is about four Xerah that was done. Xerah, they extended it from Gush to the Ogre. Nishanol is done before they extended it. Our sugya is done after they extended it. Now, says the Maram Shiv, what was our original kasha, the Marshal, the Maram asked? Sorry, Aryeh. That the Gemara is a Shiloh Nazar, whether how is the mechanics of the tomb of Nazar? Is it independently Tomer or is it because it's on the dirt? Yes? That was the Shiloh Mesechus Nazar. Is that correct? So why did the Gemara in Lod Nazar post the Shiloh from the Mishnah where? Aryeh, why did the Gemara post answer the Shiloh from the Mishnah where? In all of us. Yes? Why didn't it? So what did the Maram say? The Maram said because why? Only when you deliver the dirt there itself did they not make the Xayra. But when it stays in Chutz Larks, maybe it is because of independently the Avir. Maybe it is because of Imputa. We don't know. Tosfos just commented they didn't make the Xayra when you deliver the dirt. What's the Maram Shiv's answer now to that question? So Maram Shiv is a beautiful reading of Tosfos. Says the Maram Shiv Lamaisa, Smash of the Lashon of Tosfos, that the first, second, and third terutzim are all one terrace. I don't know why he says that. I understand, but before it said Inami, Akish Lomar, usually Inami can, usually presents a new terrace name.
But the last terrace.
Okay, but usually Inami is a separate terrace. But let's see what the Maram Shiv says. He says, you read all three terutzim together, you read it like this. Lefi the tzad that what? That there are gozer because of the avir. Yes? Yes, you follow me? That this terence, the mice is, the first terence is according to Manam, that says what? That says what? That it's only on the what? On the avir. They didn't imbue it on the dirt. So what's that first terence saying? You deliver the dirt, Lomice. You deliver the dirt. And what's the second and third terence? According to the second tzad in the Gemara. What's the second side in the Gemara, Lamaisa? You tell me, guys. What's the second side? The second side in the Gemara is that what? Is that what? Is that the mid exer and the what? And the dirt. So therefore, you have to give a teretz of what? Doesn't transport tumah. You have the board, they have the bridge, Lamaisa, or you have the teretz of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Lamaisa. So that's what they want. Tamatame boil. So, he wants to view the three terutzim of Tosfos, the first three, as trying to answer both Stadim and the Gemara and Nazar. Whether you hold it Mishum Avir or you hold it imbuing, that's the way he wants to read it. If you say it like that, then the Gemara cannot be posted to Shiloh from the Mishnah and all those. Because the bottom line is that what? Is that it's possible to say that both these terutzim of Isa are not going according to both Stadim. He's trying to cover both stadim. So you can't answer this what? You can't answer this Mishnah in Mesechus what? You can't answer the Shiloh from the Mishnah in Olos because it depends on which side. Both stadim are covered. So according to Maram Shiv, you won't be able to answer the Shiloh from the Mishnah in Nazar that was Mishum Avir itself. Depends which side you hold. He was trying to cover the gamut types of these three terutzim according to Maram Shiv. First terutzim according to Mishum Avir. Second, third terutzim according to even the number that was because of the imbuing. Lamais. Because of the imbuing. Okay, please get that down. That's the Kiddush. Yes, Binyamin.
Discussion by Snapchat that bringing, well, in the case of the boat, saying that when you bring the dirt from Chutz La'aretz, the moment that it's Mechover, it's bottled to the Aretz.
the first answer doesn't make any sense. You bring dirt from Hutzlar as Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't retain some dirt status of Hutzlar.
That's the Chiddush of Tosfos. It's not metame because why? It's not metame because you moved it into Eretz Yisrael. But that's not taking a. I know, but that's not taking a stand. Was it mitam aver or mitam imbuing?
Sure.
Could be when you move it, no matter what you say, it wasn't what there was no takan of tumah. No matter how you form.
I understand,
but it was still that chefs of the dirt. So toises mechadish, then that's not metame.
If I stand on it, it'll be not metame. Not even if I hover over it. If I stand on it,
everything's fine. That I disagree with you. That's what was asked before. I think, who asked before? The dirt itself. Forgot who asked before. The dirt itself will remain tame. It says that. Maga masa. That's not correct. You touch it, will come to the question is hovering over it, will it be? And that's not. But that's not taking a stand what the mechanics of the hover is. That's what I'm saying.
When we're discussing that, when we're talking about the dirt that's on the boat, right? And then it, and the boat touches.
That has nothing to do with tumah. That has nothing to do with
the
tumah.
Shame Eretz Yisrael. Why is it not?
No, that has nothing to do with the tumah. It doesn't, because it's all a fictional tumah. It's Rabbana. So that's going to stick on it. The question is, hovering over what will be the
dip.
It's not considered. First of all, who says you're mavatalit? And Lamai says, it's not mavatalit. That's what I'm saying. It's all the Rabbana.
So
the Rabbana doesn't lend itself to be buffed. That's the swallow.
So then half of the negative is now when you're going to say it, it's Tumas Arzam, because the wind blows from the Sahara and blows it into the negative.
If you touch Sahara desert dirt, it would be metamic.
And it's an authorized
yes.
half of Eretz
Yisrael. But it's the Rabbana, I'm saying. Saying it's the Rabbana. That's the
geographical area.
The Tumah Drabbana. I understand, but the Tumah Drabbana sticks on the dirt. Sticks on the dirt often. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush you want to suggest. Okay. Now, what do you see from the back of Darlinish? Was he mentioned before in Tyson or in Shas? Are you? Did you check?
I found a few places.
Not in Gittin, though. We didn't have him in Gittin yet, did we?
No, but there's other.
He's mentioned other places.
Well, it's kind of hard to find, man.
Okay.
There's other Bali chases from Orleans.
They're Rabbi Yaakov Darlinish. We're talking about Rabbi Yaakov Darlinish. Now, what do you see from Rabbi Yaakov Darlinish? That they made a Xeron what? What did they make a Xeron? On the Avir. Yes? They didn't make a Xera on Tumas O Agush. So, offer that's delivered from Chutz Lar Tisrael was not a time of oil. So, Lomai said that's what he's speaking out, and we saved it with this with the Ma'aran. Doesn't necessarily shed any light on this Chiddush. Okay. All right, let's get to it right now. Right now in the Gemara, there's a lot we have to see there about the Kedush Arts, okay? Let's go. Back to the Gemara. Benji, you ready?
Yep.
So this is the Chiddush, Lomai. So please get these two Toysim and get the Chiddushim that we said with it. Okay, back to the Gemara now. What does the Gemara say? Vakoyne. You got to get those Chiddushim. Vakoyne, go ahead. Befarvare. Parvare. If you buy a field in Syria, it's like you bought it in the suburbs of Yerushalayim. What does that mean? We said like it's a real estate advertisement? Like it's a Century 21? I mean, so what kind of Kiddush is that? I want you to know something. You bought a field in Syria, it's like you bought a field in you compliment the guy. What is it, a compliment? It's a strange din. So ask the Gemara, go ahead.
My
nafkamina, did we say that? Go ahead. Wow. Get this down, Nate. Ono, it's a new Gemara now. What's Ono? A star. You can actually write a star to buy a field on Shabbos. Go ahead. It's crazy. Frek the Gemara what? Do you really think you could write an Omer Malacha the Yeraisa? Answer the Gemara. Ah, what it meant is you tell a goy to do something for you. That's what Rava's quoted somewhere else saying. Where is that somewhere else? Where was that somewhere else? I thought it's also in the Sefer Shabbos. For a whole shame of Sakana, you can tell a goy to do a malacha for you. Okay? That's the Rava that I'm thinking, Kufkaf Tesim and Aleph. Rava's quoted over there. Okay? Go ahead. Hakanami. Tell the goy to write it up for you, the contract. Vavagav. Wow! There's so many topics here, guys. Take one at a time.
The Gemara
says, what's the Chiddush? Because there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz that overrides Yisud Rabbanu Aminu L'Nachri. You tell a goy to write it up. That's what it meant by saying that buying a field in Syria is like buying a suburb of Yerushalayim. We consider you being yotze in the midst of Yishuv Haaretz. That was an act. It was a PR, like Century 21 real estate. You compliment the guy. Oh, it's like I have a suburb now. You bought a field in Syria. It's like you have something in the outskirts of your clients. Go ahead. Well, you know what that means? That means you could actually ask a goy to write the star on Shabbos to buy something field in Syria. You got me, Nate? That's the chiddush of the din. Okay? That's the chiddush of this din. Now, right off the bat, let's just see Rashi quickly. Go ahead. Let's go. Bafarvari, go ahead, Finch. Pilchi means the suburbs. Go ahead. Rukreish Balaz. Go ahead. Ono.
Ono. Star Mafira. Kimo value. Onos. Mishtaros. Yotzin al Shmo.
Yeah, Onos is a law synonym of a star that were coming out on his name. It's Gemara Bavasa. Go ahead.
I feel the Shabbos. Im laka min ha'ubi kokabim. Verose lelech midarko Shabbos.
Yeah, you want to buy it from a goy. You bought it from a goy. You want to be able, and he wants to get going. He wants to hit the road. So listen, I need proof that I bought it. I was going to play games. So how do you write it? Go ahead. Oh, there it is. Proof of test. That's what we said. Yes? Go ahead. What's Mishum Yishuv Haaretz? To drive out the Goyim. Isn't that Rashi says interesting? What's the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz all about? To drive out the Goyim and to have who dwell there? Liyashiv what? Go ahead, Eliashiv. Right, so that doesn't go so well in this day and age, right? Right, so, you know, it doesn't go so well. You drive out the Arabs, the wise, but I can't deny Rashi said. Rashi says, Yishuv Haaretz is what? So drive out the non-Jews, the Maisa, and be able to have Jews settle there. Now, it could be Rashi's talking about non-Jews that are going to what? Try to kill us, right? And non-Jews that are not going to observe Shabbat Shnei Noach. That's basically what the Pasuk says in Chumash. We're not allowed to let people live there that are not going to observe Shabbat Shnei Noach. Otherwise, we throw them out or we fight them. That's what it says. So the Rambam writes with Farish. Okay. First thing is first. If you remember last week when we discussed the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz, please get this down. We pointed out the Ramban held as a mitzvah chiyuvis. You remember that? The Ramban says it's an obligatory mitzvah. You have to make aliyah. Reb Moshe Zatzal held as a mitzvah chiyuvis, situational mitzvah. Yes, you remember that? The Rambam omitted the mitzvah. So Megillas Esther held that maybe the Rambam holds not a mitzvah. And maybe Rashi al-Tayr also holds not a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. What did Rashi say? V'yashavta in the future. That's what it meant in the future. Rashi al-Tayr. V'yashavta ba means avtocha. That Hashem says we're going to dwell there. But it's not a mitzvah to dwell there. Poshup Shah. According to the Rambam and Rashi. Rabbi Avadia writes that the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka writes that there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz based on our Gemara about an Evi Knaim, the Gemara we learned. So Rabbi Avadia writes the Rambam holds in the Yad HaChazaka there is a mitzvah. But if you take Rashi and Rambam and say for mitzvahs, like the Megillah says, what's going on? How could anyone hold that it's not a mitzvah binyam? Look at our Gemara. Look at our Gemara. What does our Gemara say?
It presents it as a Dabar Pashat.
It says it presents it as a Dabar Pashat, the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz is a mitzvah. It overrides on Milah and Ofri. How could there be any sheath in Rishonim to claim that there's no mitzvah living in Eretz Yisrael? How could that be? There is a Tosfos Subas, get it down, a Kuf Yud Amud Beis, or Shimon Chaim Koyin, that says there is no mitzvah living in Eretz Yisrael nowadays. You have the Subas Kuf Yud Amud Beis, you bring up the computer. He gives two reasons. One is we don't know how to mitzvah to Yishuv Haaretz. We don't know how to do Trumas and Mitzvahs. And number two, it's Sakanas Drachim. So the Ma'arit says that Talmud Torah wrote the Tosfos. A mistaken Talmud actually wrote the Tosfos. Imagine that. The Ma'arit says it cannot be. Do you have the computer there? Show me the Tosfos Subas. Yeah, let me see that. I'd like to see the Tosfos. Tosfos says there's no mitzvah nowadays because it's a kind of shrachim and because we don't know how to do mitzvah please barrels. So Lamaisa, okay, that's a big chiddush. 12 Tosfos lived in the 1200s. The Ma'arit says a mistaken Talmud wrote the Tosfos. Cannot be. But what I'm challenging is, how do you read our Gemara? Our Gemara says black and white is a mitzvah. Even before Lamaisa, a little bit down. You go down a little bit more. Oh, Taisa says, "Who are malalos?" It says there's a marriage and there's a machlokas in the marriage. The husband Lamaisa, the husband wants to make, she wants to make aliyah. The husband doesn't. Is that grounds for divorce? Yes. Who Omer Lalos? Ain't no noig bismanazed because sakanas drachim. There is no mitzvah now. It's not grounds for divorce. So since it's not grounds for divorce, what's the din? What's halacha? The halacha is a what? There's no mitzvah nowadays. By Omer Rabbeinu Chaim, the action in the mitzvah of Dor Beretzra. Ki yesh kama mitzvah to lose bars, kama ocean. Many punishments. They not even holding lizara behem lam on the land. We don't know how to do chuvas and mice. There's no mitzvah anymore. The Ma'arib writes that it's mistaken Talmud wrote this Tosis. How could it be? But Lamais, that was written in the 1200s. Yes? Thank you, Ari. That's Kuf Yudim and Beis. Whatever it is, Jonathan, what is the pshat in our Gemara? If you hold, there is no mitzvah. So I was thinking like this. I want to say a chiddush, guys. Why don't you get this down? I want to claim, even though Rishonim that claim there is no mitzvah, Lorama or mitzvah, if you say like the Megillah Esther, or you said Rashi Altera, that means there's no mitzvah D'Oraisa. But they hold it's a mitzvah D'Rabbanan. No one denies the fact. No one denies that fact. And I'll tell it to Ricardo myself. No one denies the fact that at least there's a mitzvah D'Rabbanan. This is what I would ask. This is what we could ask on the Tzadmer Rebbe. And the Divrei Yoel, the great Gaon, the new Kol HaTorah, he claimed there was no mitzvah. Zionism was wrong. What do you do with this Gemara? It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. They're allowed to ask a Goy to what? Write a contract for you to buy an apartment in Israel on Shabbos. Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yishuv Eretz Israel. There's got to be some mitzvah, even a level of the Rabbanon. This is written 300 CE here. It's not 5,000 years ago, guys. So 1800 years ago, there was a mitzvah. I tell you, okay, there's no second struck him. Thank God, land and heart. I don't even say agomo. The shekel doesn't say agomo. All the guys in my shul don't say agomo when they fly. There's no sakana. Some do. Okay, the batzal lechachma said you don't say it, unless it was a sakana. There's no sakana on the plane. You don't say. Sakana struck him. Thank God, there's no sakana struck him. And mitzvah to these bars. How hard is it to do mitzvah to these bars? You'll open up a seder, they'll tell you how to make shoes and mice. Am I just shaming? It's not rocket science, guys. It's not physics. It's not that hard, lemice. So that tice is a pell of that tice. So I wanna say, lemice, that those we shining, and we said this legabi the sugya before about selling an emekhan the chutzrot, we find the okay, because he's leaving Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean? There's no mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael. They'll say at least there's a mitzvah d'rabbano. Nate, you follow what I was saying? That's the chiddush we want to suggest. Please get this down. I think it's a tremendous chiddush. Yes, Benji, what do you say?
You hold now that there's no kiddush arts, and that's why that's one.
There is kiddush arts. Kiddush means kiddush lasa lavo.
Can you say that those opinions hold that there's no kiddush arts now?
Well, we're gonna have to talk about tomorrow. Maybe we'll get to tomorrow. Maybe we pass kiddush yochel ashmei kiddush, which we do pass in lav shmei kiddush. You don't hold kiddush yochel ashmei kiddush, but on the other hand, kiddush means kiddush arts. How do those two things relate? That's what we're going to have to talk about, okay? We don't have time today, but we have to develop a home house. How do those two Nakudas relate to one another? Kitchishni and Kitchulah. So, Yosef, what are we going to say?
Yeah, no, just the Sefer that sort of title number was from Divrei Yoel, I believe it's called Yoel Moshe.
What did I say? I'm sorry.
Divrei Yoel.
I apologize. Well, Yoel Moshe, but he wrote a special Sefer called Zeus Tmur B'Yisrael, no? That Zionism was wrong.
No, that's where Yoel Moshe specifically, where he talks about that.
That's Vayol Moshe. Yeah. Divrei Yoel was the previous Sabbath Rebbe, you mean?
I believe so.
Okay, it could be. They're all Kedele Ador Mash. Just because we don't agree with the Ashkofet, Lomaisa, doesn't mean they were Kedele Ador.
Absolutely.
Okay, so you have to realize that. I thought it was the same. It's not called Vayol Moshe? Divrei Yoel, Vayol Moshe, two different
things. Divrei Yoel is on Chumash Gemara.
It's the same, it's the same Gadol, same Rebbe.
Yeah, Vayol Moshe is the one about the parents.
But I thought it's called Zotura Lefnim Yisrael. Isn't that Sefer called that? How do you get out of that, Lamaisa? Let's get the whole scope of it now. Get this down, guys. There's a Gemara Ksubas Dachuv Yir Alf from an Alf that says Shalosh Shuas. Hashem made three oaths. What were the three oaths? You have the Gemara Ksubas again. I'm sorry to bother you. Are you going to bring up the computer Kuf Yir Beis, Kuf Yir Alf? There were three Shuas. One is Shalosh Yasso Bechomo. We're not allowed to take Yisrael violently. That's why the Tzabar, Kufir Av Manav, Kufir Beis. That's why the Tzabar Rebbe said we're not allowed to take over Eretz Yisrael. What was the other oath? What was the second oath? That the Goyim are not allowed to what? Be mean to us. What was the third oath? I always forget the third oath. You have it? All right. When you get the Tzubas, Omer Av, Kufir Av Manav. You bring me the Gemara then. Okay. So there were three oaths. So the Saba Rebbe says, "What do you? How can you have Zionists? How can you go to Eretz Yisrael? How do you go to Eretz Yisrael b'chlal?" Yes. So there are two ways to get out of that. Number one, the Or Sameach said, "Thank you very, very much." Oh, here it is. Sholosh Shvuos. This is Kufir Alav and Alav.
Yeah.
Kufir Alav. Sholosh Shvuos. Lo Akashol Yasho b'chomo. We can't attack Eretz Yisrael with violence. V'achat Shispiu Kodesh Kodesh Sholosh Shvuos Yamardu B'musol. Oh, number two is we can't fight the Goyim. And number three is, they shouldn't be mean to us. So the three is that we shouldn't attack Eretz Yisrael, we shouldn't take it over violently. Number two, we shouldn't fight them. And what's number three? They shouldn't be mean to us. Yes? So there's a man said, what are you talking about? 1917, the Balfour Declaration, the world allowed it. We're not attacking Eretz Yisrael, we're taking it peacefully. That's number one. Number two, the stifler writes in a letter, he says all these three shvuas were connected with one another. After the Shoah, that's being mean to us. They killed 6 million of us. That shvu was abrogated. We don't have to follow our shvu either. Those are the two ways to get out of that Gemara and Ksubis. Okay? That's why they argue on the Tzabar Rebbe. You understand what I'm saying? That's the Or Sameach and the Stifler. That's how they reject that raya from the Or from the Divrei Yoel. But I want to say a chiddush here. Those who showed him that said, Mitzvahs Tluyos Baretz about selling the Eved Kenani, remember? Why didn't they just say Yishuv Aretz? Because they held it as a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. And maybe they were Amasaki Yatzal Kheres. But if they still call it a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan, that's all I want to say here in this Gemara. Those who showed him that deny that it's a Mitzvah, they deny that it's a Mitzvah Midyaraisa. But they'll still hold it's a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. This is a very strong raya. That's how I want to say Peshat is the Kiddush in the Gemara. And the Gemara says black and white, and the Mitzvah Rabbana overrides every new number. Okay. Let's get this now. We're not going to have time to start the Taisa. We're going to go into it tomorrow. But I want to just end sheer last few minutes. Let's get it all down with an introduction, and hopefully we all have time to complete it with this din of what? Amir al-Nakri. What is it all about? We know that Amir al-Nakhi asking Goy for Yudim Moloch on Shabbos is an Isser. The Gemara says that it's an Isser with the Rabbanan. Amir al-Nakhi, Shvusu. The Gemara says, Shvus means an Isser Rabbanan, guys. Get it down. If I ask a Goy Yudim Moloch for me on Shabbos, Asim and Rabbanan. That's what the Bavli holds. The Gemara Bavli holds that it's a Diraisa. A Bavli holds that it's a Drabanan. Issu Drabanan. The Mechilta holds this Diraisa, a collector's item. Beis Yosef quotes a race out of Gimel. We don't hold like an Alakla Bites. Mechilta is the Medrash, holds it in Issu Diraisa. We don't hold like that. We hold it's always Drabanan. You got this? You got to know this. You got this? Aminu Lenokri. Is it Drabanan or is it Diraisa? Machlis is Bavli, the Mechilta. Now, the Shabbos, is there a din of Amir al-Nakhri called Torah Kulu? Yes or no? Let's say I ask a goy to muzzle my cow while he's working in the field. I ask a goy to neuter my cat. What's the din? Not allowed to do that. Not allowed to neuter an animal. I ask a goy to do it. What's the din? Does Amir al-Nakhri apply outside the area of Shabbos or not? Gemara asked the Shaila. What daf? I gave you to Namar Makomis. Get it down. But Matzia daf. Sadi Amanalev. Sadi Amanalev. The Gemara leaves it as an open question. So my place rush riding how to paskin. We paskin, it's usher. Amir al-Nakhri is not just limited to Shabbos in Yom. It applies to Kol Torah Kula. If it is usher for you to do, you can ask the goy to do it for you. Amir al-Nakhri exists for Kol Torah Kula. Amir al-Nakhri is Aser Bechol HaTorah Kulu. Now why is it Aser? Let's get it down. What are the reasons why it's Aser, at least on Shabbos? Some of them will apply to Kol Torah Kulu. So I gave you the Rambam. Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. Yes? Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph, No, I'm sorry. Thought I gave you the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos. Rambam writes in Pirkei Vav, I believe it is, in Hilchos Shabbos. He says the following, that if I ask a goy to do something for me, Pirkei Vav Halacha Aleph, if I ask a goy to do something for me, turn the light on for me, and he doesn't show up, what's going to happen, God forbid? I might do it myself. Rambam says it's exemer. Please get it. If you say like that, shouldn't apply to Kol HaTorah Kula, no? You ask a guy to come neuter your cat or muzzle your cow. He doesn't show up, you're going to end up doing it. That's number one. Number two, Rashi writes in two places in the Sefer Shabbos. Which two places? Kufta Falzman Rav and Kufta and Beza, Kufta and Gimel Rav. He says, Jay Shlichus Lakim Lachumra, based on Rashi Babatzir. What the hap? I and Alfam and Bez. Normally a goy can't be a shliach. But Min Rabbanan, we say, Yesh Lichus La'akum L'chumro. Nate, you with me on this? Normally a goy can't be a shliach, but Min Rabbanan, we say, the Malach that he does relates back to the original guy. So if he turns the light on, it's like I did. At least Min Rabbanan. And then there's a third reason Rashi gives in Avodah Zarah. It's a steer in Rashi, I don't know. The steer, if I see, he gives two reasons. What happened about Azara? Ted Bobum Rav. Mimsocha said a double dover. The double dover. What's the double dover? The plus can you shy a foot very involved. The Daber Tavar. What is Daber Tavar? You're only supposed to speak on holy things on Shabbos, not profane things. And Rashi of Azara Damascus Kavin. I'm going to write the whole passage for you. I don't know if it's the whole passage, the whole phrase. Mimsocha Epsicha, the Daber Tavar. You're only supposed to speak about Kaddish things, not business. When I ask a goy to turn the light on Shabbos, that's a profane thing. You don't talk about turning lights on Shabbos. It's a malacha. You don't talk about it even. So if I ask you, what are the three reasons given for Amir al-Nakhi? Here they are. You better get them. If it's Xera, it applies very easily to Kol HaTorah Kula. If it's Shlichus, it applies very easily to Kol HaTorah Kula. If it's this, then it's limited to Shabbos, probably. Okay? Limited to Shabbos. Is it the Rabbanan? Yes. The Bavli holds the Rabbanan. The Chult holds the rights that we hold like the Bavli. Now, I'll give you two quick nafkaminas. Let's say Friday afternoon. I tell the boy, please show up at 9 o'clock at night, Friday night, turn the light on for me. If you hold what? The Dabra Dabra, I didn't sing the deeper on what? Shabbos. No. Therefore, it should be Mutter. No. But if I hold Xera, I might end up there. It's Usher. If I hold Shlichus, I'm going to be Usher. You understand what I'm saying? That's one Nafkamina. I'll give you another Nafkamina. Let's say I ask one guy to ask another guy to do it for me. What do you say about that? Could be maybe that wasn't part of the Xera. Maybe only going to tell one Shlich. It could be what? That's a problem in Rabbanan. It's just not, but this is what? This also be us. I said it on Shabbos.
Why is it not from the zero?
Maybe the zero is only made when I make one shliach.
But you're going to do it anyway.
Could be Nate. Could go either way. I'm just saying, Lamaisa, the second and third approach probably was stubborn than Asher. Here you could go either way. Okay? So please get that. I want you to know this. You guys got to know everything. So many subtopics here. Dora brings it up out of left field. The Gemara says the reason why it beats out the Rabbanan. Yes, Ben. Go ahead.
Can we repeat number two?
Number two is yes. Normally a goy can't be a shliach, but Min Rabbanan they said he can be. So when the goy turns the light on, it relates back to me, Min Rabbanan. It's based on another Rashi, but see, I know from base. Rashi says a goy can be your shliach, Min Rabbanan.
So he can do a Min Rabbanan for you.
No. The appointment of asking the goy to do it for you. Min Rabbanan, we label him as your shliach. So it turns out that when he turns the light on Min Rabbanan, as if I did it halachically. Even though on derisive topics, a goy cannot be a shliach for kedushin, for gerushin, but Min Rabbanan, Rashi and Bamatzia writes that. Rashi's talking about ribbis over there. There's a type of ribbis to Rabbanan that it would be us or maybe ask a goy to do for you. You follow me?
Where's that Rashi?
Bamatzia, I and Aleph on the base. Yes, Binyamin.
Yeah, I thought there's also a concept that you can't have a shliach to do a hisser.
You're right. Excellent kasha. What's that called? Ain shliach. Lidvar Aveiru. And who? What happens? The Aver stays by who?
The one who did it.
Yes, correct. That's on a D'oraisa level. Midrabbanan, they said it goes back. Excellent kasha. That's a very sharp kasha. The answer to your kasha is on a D'oraisa level, you're right. But Midrabbanan, this whole institution is Midrabbanan, they said the Aver goes back. Just like appointing a goy is not a good shliach. That's on a D'oraisa level. Midrabbanan, they said he was a shliach. And then the Aver is delivered back to you. Yes, Binyamin.
Saying that it's not us who really going to do it on Shabbos. The fact that you're getting it is the issue. So it's not us.
Right, so Binyamin was asking me why should I be over in Israel. He's right, but I tell him not. We're abundant, the whole thing's us.
All right, but so to say that, Bob Avera, it's not Avera for the Ainsa Bob Avera, the Shleach, so he's doing Avera.
I understand, but that depends on another Gemara Bob Metzia. Ainsa Barbe is the Shleach of Bar Chiyuvah of Yvoy Avi, as long as he has Ratzel. You could still say it. Okay, last Nakuda we'll close with. Let's get it. Because we've got a lot to do tomorrow, guys, okay? We got to be stark on this, because we got to do that Taisa about the middle of the offering. Just want to point out.
We're talking about it here.
The Magen Avraham. Well, we have to do the Taisa. Well, so many subtopics to do, Lamaisa. The Magen Avraham writes, here the Gemara has a hat. Amiru Lanachri, but Makam Mitzvah. Yes? Is the Goy doing a D'oraisa? Yes! He's writing. Now we'll see, some should see wrote in a different language. But Poshup Shad in the Gemara is that it's the Raisa. We close with the following Nakuda. The Magen Avraham writes in Simon Shinvav Sitkan Chav, this Tan holds Kibush Yachat Shmei Kibush. That's why Tzuria there's a mitzvah. That's why Tzuria there's a mitzvah. And not only is there a mitzvah, there's an Isra to give the Goyim Chaniyah and Karka. So it's a mitzvah to buy land away from them. And what's the Kiddush? The Isra of Losachanayim is not just what? Not to sell them land, but don't let them keep land. You understand what I'm saying? Don't let them keep land. And that's what the Chiddush of this Magen Avraham is. That's why you're able to buy it from Surah. But that's only old Kibush Yachat Shmei Kibush. You don't hold like that, what are you going to say? Okay, everyone have a good day, a wonderful day. Let's stop Minchah. Got a lot to do. Keep it up, guys. Every day, let's get stronger.